由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位听众朋友，你们好。
We are so glad that you tuned into this broadcast.
非常欢迎你今日来到我们的广播节目当中。
If you had listened to the last broadcast,
如果你曾经收听过我们上一次天路导向的广播的话，
you will remember that I ended with a question.
你会记得呢，我上次用一条问题来结束我们的节目的。
And I told you that in this broadcast, I will give you the answer.
我亦都讲过会在今日的这次分享里头话个答案给你知。
And the question was this.
个问题是这样的。
Why do some people, whether they claim to be religious or not, hate the gospel?
为什么有些人无论他声称自己有没有宗教信仰都好，都会这么仇视福音呢？
Why do they hate the believers of the gospel of Jesus Christ?
为什么这些人会这么仇视那些信奉耶稣基督福音的信徒呢？
And here is the answer as I promised.
现在我就要告诉答案给你听了。
The gospel exposes man's sin and guilt.
原来福音是暴露了人的罪性和罪行。
And man does not want to be confronted with that.
但是人却不愿意面对这一点。
The gospel reveals the judgment and the wrath of God upon sin.
福音是展示了上帝对罪的愤怒和审判。
And man does not want to face the wrath of God.
而人是不愿意去面对上帝的愤怒。
The gospel announces that man can never save himself.
福音是宣布了人是没有办法去自己救自己。
And man's pride rejects that.
而人的骄傲则是拒绝这些东西。
The gospel announces that only through the cross of Jesus Christ can a person be forgiven and receive the gift of eternal life.
福音宣告了一个人只能够通过耶稣基督的十字架才能够得着宽恕和永恒的生命。
And man's arrogance refuses that.
但是人的傲慢是抗拒这些东西。
And because of all of this, they reject the gospel.
因为咁，佢哋拒绝福音。
And because of that rejection of the gospel,
因为佢哋拒绝福音，
even preachers of the gospel are tempted to compromise and water down these objective truth.
甚至一啲福音嘅传道人就尝试喺客观嘅真理上面妥协，淡化真理。
Do you know why they do this?
知唔知点解佢哋要咁样做？
Fear of rejection.
因为他们害怕被拒绝。
Satan, who failed in Smyrna, is succeeding in many parts of the world today.
撒旦在士妹拿教会失败了，但是他在今天很多世界上面的地方都成功。
And so, here is what the risen Christ wants all of his children who are facing trouble to know.
所以复活的基督希望他的儿女，特别是遇到难处的儿女去明白。
Here is what the risen Christ offers to all who are victims of fear.
这个也是复活的耶稣基督向因为恐惧而受伤的人所提供的真理。
Here is what the risen Christ wants all of his timid children to know.
这个也是复活的耶稣基督希望他所有胆怯的儿女明白的原则。
Basically three things.
基本上有三点的原则的。
First, that the Lord Jesus Christ has all power.
第一，就是主耶稣基督有完全的能力。
Secondly, that the Lord Jesus Christ knows all things.
第二，就是主耶稣基督了解一切。
Thirdly, that the Lord Jesus Christ has a purpose in everything.
第三，主耶稣基督在每一件事情上面都有计划。
Let's look at the first thing Jesus wants his troubled, fearful children to know.
让我们看看第一点，就是耶稣面临难处和胆怯的儿女，耶稣都很希望他们能够明白。
Jesus has all power.
耶稣有着所有的能力。
I am the first and the last.
我是头的，我是尾的。
I was here before creation, and I'll be here when it is all destroyed.
创造这个世界之前和一切都要毁灭之后，我仍然在这里。
No one came before me, and no one will be after me.
没人在我前面，没人在我后面。
I created it all, and I control it all.
我创造一切，并且掌管一切。
I died, and they all thought I was finished, but on the third day I rose again.
我死了，啲人以为一切都结束了，但是去到第三日，我复活了。
I have defeated your most powerful foe, even death.
我已经打赢了你最有力量的敌人，就是死亡。
And all you need to do is trust me.
所以你们要做的事就是信我。
I will bring you through your pain.
我将要带领你跨越痛苦。
I will bring you through your difficulties.
我将要带你超越你的难关。
I will bring you past your enemy's attack.
我将要带你穿过敌人的攻击。
I will bring you past your false accusers.
我将要带你越过那些被人去污蔑的地方。
I'll bring you past your temporary suffering.
我将要带你去穿越那些短暂的苦痛。
Not only does Jesus have all the power,
耶稣不单止是有这样的全能的力量。
But secondly, he knows all things.
第二件事是耶稣了解一切。
He knows all about your affliction.
原来耶稣知道你一切的苦难。
He says, I am with you in the middle of your affliction.
耶稣说，在你的苦难里面，我与你同在。
Not only does he say, I understand your affliction,
他不单只是说我明白你的苦难,
but also he says, I have experienced the worst of all afflictions, and that is why I will never leave you nor forsake you.
所以耶稣更加是讲一件事，说我是经历了最深的苦难，所以我绝对不会离开你，更加不会抛弃你。
Your suffering may be causing you financial reversal.
你的苦难可能导致你在财务上面有困难。
But remember, I do not judge you by your finances.
但是你要知道，我不会因为你财政状况，你有一蚊定一万蚊定一百万去评估你。
People may call you poor.
啲人可能说，哇，你个穷鬼啊。
But because I know everything, I call you rich.
但是因为我知道一切的事，我会将你称为富足的人。
For I was rich, and for your sake I became poor.
我本来是富足的，但是却因为你的缘故，我成为贫穷。
And through my poverty, you'll become rich.
并且因为我的贫穷，你将要成为富足。
Not only does the Lord Jesus have all power,
主耶稣基督不单止拥有一切的大能。
Not only does he know all things,
耶稣基督不单止了解一切，
but also, thirdly, the Lord Jesus has a purpose for everything.
耶稣基督第三样嘢就喺一切嘅事情上面都有计划。
The devil tempts us so that he may destroy us.
魔鬼去试探我哋，因为佢要摧毁我哋。
But the sovereign resurrected Jesus Christ.Turns the temptation into a test so that he may prove us.
但是那位至高无上复活的耶稣基督就将试探转成一个考验，为了让我们可以提升。
Listen to verse 10 of Revelation 2.
请听启示录第二章第十节。
Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer.
你将要受的苦，你不用怕。
I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days.
魔鬼要考验你们，将你们其中之 间嘅几个人去带入去监狱里面，要受患难十日。
What is the resurrected Jesus saying here？
究竟复活嘅耶稣基督喺呢度讲嘅系乜嘢呢
？He is saying that what Satan will mean for evil, I will mean for good。
佢嘅意思系撒旦所行嘅系为咗邪恶嘅目的，而我却系为咗你嘅益处。
What Satan tries to use to destroy you, I will turn it around and use it to bless you.
撒旦用来尝试毁灭你的一切做法，我会将它转变，将它用来去赐福给你。
And what Satan designs to work against you, God will turn it to your favor.
撒旦处心积虑来对付你的一切手段，上帝都会将它转变成为对你的赐福。
Why?
点解上帝要咁做
？Because Jesus promised when he walked the earth in John chapter 10 verses 28 and 29.
因为喺约翰福音第十章廿八到廿九节，耶稣喺呢个世界上面工作嘅时候，佢曾经有个应许啊，佢咁样话
：I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand.
我又为你们赐下永生，你们永远不会灭亡，没人能够从我手里面将你们夺去。
My Father who has given them to me is greater than all.
那个将羊去赐给我的天父比万有都大。
No one can snatch them from my Father's hand.
没人能够将那些羊在我天父的手里面夺去。
My listening friend, do you want to banish fear out of your life?
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你愿不愿意将恐惧驱逐出你的生活呢？
Then memorize John chapter 6 verse 39.
这样请你去背诵约翰福音六章三十九节。
And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day.
那个差派我来的天父的意思就是他所赐给我的叫我一个都不要不见了。在末后的时候他要叫这一个个的人都复活。
My listening friend, this is not just good news.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，这个不单止是好消息。
This is great news.
这个是正到爆炸的消息。
When you put your trust in him, who is the Alpha and the Omega?
当你相信这一位就是阿拉法就是俄梅加的上帝就是头就是尾的上帝的时候
All of their persecution
所有的迫害
All of their false accusations
所有的谋逆所有的指责
And all of their harassment
所有的磨难
And all of their lies
所有的谎言所有的大话
Will amount to nothing and are doomed to failure
都会变得无关紧要，而且变得一败涂地。所以而家我想俾你听一首歌，呢首歌就系叫做《荣耀基督嘅形象》，让我哋一齐去瞻仰我哋嘅耶稣基督嘅荣美，因为佢，我哋只要相信佢，我哋就能够有盼望，我哋唔需要再惧怕。荣耀基督嘅形象送俾你。
战胜死权，只剩全能者。被杀羔羊复活的圣作者为王，直到永永远远。
Listen carefully, my listening friend, as I conclude.
各位亲爱的朋友，我想拿一个故事来做一个总结。
50 years after this letter was delivered to the pastor of the church in Smyrna,
当这一封信是被送到去士妹拿教会的牧者手里面50年之后，
the man who pastored the church also faced death at the hand of his persecutors.
这个教会的牧者正正就是被人迫害去面临着死亡。
His name was Polycarp.
他的名叫做波利格。
Polycarp was the pastor of the church in Smyrna in the year 156 AD.
在公元156年，波利格就是士妹拿教会的牧者。
He left the city at the urging of his people.
他在自己的会友的催促之下离开了士妹拿。
But the police tracked him down.
但是当时的警察可以这样叫做就追捕他。
He made no attempt to flee.
他没有试图去逃跑。
But instead, he held a feast for those who came to arrest him.
相反，他为那些捉他的人准备了筵席。
He asked for only one thing.
他只是要求一样东西。
He said, give me 2 hours for prayer.
他说，给我两个钟头祈祷。
And they gave him 2 hours.
他们的人就给了波利格两个钟头。
After the prayer and on the way to the city, the commanding officer pleaded with him, swear by the genius of Caesar and I will let you go.
祈祷完毕了，就回到城里头的路上面呢。那个带领这队军兵的官长就说，只要你以凯撒的名起誓，我就放你走。
Revile Christ and I will release you.
你侮辱耶稣基督，我就放你。
To which Polycarp made his famous statement.
对于这一切，波利格就做了他著名的宣言。
My listening friend, this is a powerful statement.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，这句是强而有力的宣言。
I hope you can memorize it.
希望你能够记住它。
Here's what he said.
究竟波利甲是怎样讲呢？
For 86 years I have served him, and he has done me no wrong. How then I can blaspheme my king who saved me?
我服侍我的主86年了。他从来都没有薄待过我，我又怎样能够去辱骂拯救我的主，我的王呢？
The proconsul said, I have wild beasts, I will throw you to them.
那个白夫长就说，我有很多野兽的，我会扔你下去给他们的。
Polycarp replied, call them.
波利甲就说，叫他们来吧。
The proconsul said,Since you made light of the beasts, I will have you destroyed by fire unless you recant.
于是白夫长就说，你都不在乎野兽，那我就拿火烧死你咯，除非你屈服啦。
When he would not deny his Christ,
跟住白夫长这样跟波利甲讲了之后，波利甲仍然不愿意否认他的耶稣基督。
Angry Jews and Gentiles alike gathered piles of wood upon which Polycarp stood.
咁嗰啲好嬲嘅犹太人同埋外邦人就聚集起好多嘅木头摆喺波利甲嘅脚下面。
Polycarp asked only that they would not fasten him to the stake as he prayed a long prayer.
波利甲单单要求，当波利甲做一个长啲嘅祈祷嘅时候，就唔好去将佢。绑在那条木桩上面烧死。
Let me give you a summary of it.
让我告诉你听，这个祷告的摘要啊。
O Lord God Almighty, God the Father of your beloved Son Jesus Christ.
啊，至高无上全能的上帝，透过你的爱子耶稣基督。
Through whom we have to come to know you.
我能够去认识你，并且来到你的面前。
I thank you for counting me worthy this day and hour of sharing the cup of Christ among the number of your martyrs.
感谢你让我配得上有这一日，在这一个时刻，能够分享耶稣基督的苦杯，让我能够成为殉道士的其中一员。
But when the fire was lit,
但是当火堆被点起的时候呢，
A wind blew the fire away from Polycarp.
一阵风将啲火吹熄晒。
So the soldier killed him with a sword.
于是士兵就用剑杀咗波利甲啦。
My listening friend, do not be afraid when troubles beset you.
亲爱嘅听众朋友，当难处去困扰你嘅时候，唔需要惧怕噶。
Jesus will not lose you out of his hand.
耶稣系唔会置诸不理嘅。
The one who suffered on the cross for you will hold you all the more tightly.
在十字架上面为你受苦的耶稣会更加紧紧地握住你的手。
And he will raise you up on the last day.
并且在末日的时候他会让到你复活。各位听众朋友，我们因为这样我们要欢呼，因为我们的耶稣基督就是我们的君王。所以送上一首歌给你，叫做 Rejoice, the Lord is King, 因为我们的主就是我们的王。
Fill ye rules o'er earth and men.
各位听众朋友，这首歌叫做 Rejoice, the Lord is King。 这首歌是讲到我们要去赞美上帝，因为上帝是我们的王，我们靠着上帝，我们不需要害怕，耶稣基督已经作王，祂是有荣耀的样式，并且给我们见到我们不需要害怕所有的迫害，所有的污蔑指责和所有的困难，因为耶稣基督已经胜过了。耶稣基督帮助了玻璃甲昔日一阵的大风吹熄了一火，今日祂这么大件事都能够赢到，今日很少的问题祂一定能够帮助到我们，所以不需要惧怕，耶稣基督必定去帮助你。今天呢，我们讲到究竟啲人怎样去仇恨我们的耶稣基督，但是我们知道耶稣基督是仍然有完全的能力，耶稣基督了解了我们一切的需要，并且耶稣基督在一切的事情上面都有计划，不需要担心。听众朋友，靠着耶稣基督，我们必定得胜。在这里愿上帝大大赐福给你，愿上帝指引你，让到你每日因为耶稣基督作王而喜乐，靠住我们的上帝的爱子耶稣基督，我们日日得胜。再会。